Welcome to the Maronite Podcast. This is a daily reading of the prayers of the faithful or divine office for the Maronite Church. This podcast is brought to you by Father Armando Alcuri and Chris Pond. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as we begin and until we conclude. May mercy and compassion be put forth upon us in this world and the next. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Lord God, grant that we may offer you praise in the evening, thanksgiving throughout the night, adoration at dawn, petition in the morning, and blessing at noon. May we receive your gifts in the evening and rejoice at night with all those who have labored in your vineyard in justice and holiness, and give you glory, now and forever. Amen. Peace be with the Church and her children.
Glory to God in the highest, in peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. For steadfast is his mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and peace on earth, and goodwill to all. Lord, have mercy on us and save us. Lord God, have mercy on us as you had compassion on the just and upright. Forgive our sins and our faults. Grant us your assistance, that we may glorify, adore, and praise you, with your Father and your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
You put gladness into my heart, more than when grain and wine abound. When I call, answer me, O my just God. You who relieve me when I am in distress, have pity on me and hear my prayer. Men of rank, how long will you be dull of heart? Why do you love what is vain and seek after falsehood? Know that the Lord does wonders for his faithful one. The Lord will hear me when I call upon him. Tremble and sin not. Reflect upon your beds in silence. Offer just sacrifices and trust in the Lord. Many say, "Oh, that we might see better times." O Lord, let the light of your countenance shine upon us. You put gladness into my heart, more than when grain and wine abound. As soon as I lie down, I fall peacefully asleep, for you alone, O Lord, bring security to my dwelling. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. You put gladness into my heart, more than when grain and wine abound.
Lord, have mercy on us and save us. O God, have compassion on our lowliness, and pity our weakness. Lend an ear to our pleas, accept our petitions, and lay your merciful right hand upon us. On that great day of your coming, may we find true joy in you. O Lord our God, our hope is in you, and we call upon your name. To you be glory forever. Amen. O Lord, to you I call, hasten to me. Hearken to my voice when I call upon you. Let my prayer come like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands like the evening sacrifice. O Lord, set a watch before my mouth, a guard at the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to the evil of engaging in deeds of wickedness, with men who are evildoers, and let me not partake of their dainties. With a loud voice I cry out to the Lord. With a loud voice I beseech the Lord. My complaint I pour out before Him. Before Him I lay bare my distress. When my spirit is faint within me, You know my path. In the way along which I walk, they have hid a trap for me. I look to the right to see, but there is no one who pays me heed. I have lost all means of escape. There is no one who cares for my life. I cry out to You, O Lord. I say, You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought low indeed. Rescue me from my persecutors, for they are too strong for me. Lead me forth from prison, that I may give thanks to Your name. The just shall gather around me, when You have been good to me. A lamp to my feet is Your word, a light to my path. I resolve and swear to keep Your just ordinances. I am very much afflicted. O Lord, give me life according to Your word. Accept, O Lord, the free homage of my mouth, and teach me Your decrees. Though constantly I take my life in my hands, yet I forget not Your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but from Your precepts I have not strayed. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joy of my heart they are. I intend in my heart to fulfill Your statutes, always to the letter. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify Him, all you peoples. For steadfast is His mercy toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise, glory, and honor to the One who pardons faults, forgives sins, cleanses the impure, sanctifies the repentant, and receives sinners. He alone is compassionate and merciful, the hope and Savior of all people, the good and kind Lord to whom is due glory and honor this evening and all the days of our lives, now and forever. Amen. Christ Jesus our Lord, You do not desire the death of the sinner, but that he repent of his evil conduct and have life. Hope of the despairing, and Savior of those who have fallen, You promised, "Ask, and I shall give to you. Knock, and I shall open to you. I shall stretch forth my hand and pardon your faults of ignorance." Strengthened by the hope of your kindness, we who are faltering under the yoke of sin cry out for your mercy, for willingly we have offended you, and we do not know how to call upon you. Like the publican, we pray, O God, have mercy on your sinful servants. Receive us in spite of our sin. Do not be angry with us, and do not turn your face from us. Pardon us and have mercy on us, O our Creator. If you desire, you can purify us. We have sinned against heaven and against you, and no longer deserve to be called your servants. Let your kindness reach us. Do not reject us, nor abandon us like the foolish virgins to the darkness. Do not leave us in our shame and confusion outside the gate of your paradise. And do not extinguish our lamps at your festal banquet. Do not shut the door of your goodness, nor reject us according to your justice, but rather cover us with the mantle of your compassion, that we may be sheltered from your awesome justice. With the penitent sinner who returned justified, and the evildoer who believed in you and entered paradise, may we obtain the pardon of our faults and forgiveness of our sins, and enter the garden of light on the great and awesome day of your second coming. To you we shall lift our voices in praise and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Lord, accept this incense, which we now offer to your majesty, as you accepted the incense of Zechariah, who beheld the angel and heard him announce the birth of John, the baptizer of Christ. Lord, through the intercession of your saints and holy martyrs, accept our offering as you accepted the incense offered by the high priest. May peace reign in the churches and monasteries, and may their members enjoy your eternal protection.
Lord God, may this incense which we have offered for your glory and our salvation be pleasing to you and obtain forgiveness of our sins. For we lift up before you our faith, that through your kindness our hearts may be cleansed and purified. To you, your only Son and your Holy Spirit be glory, now and forever. Amen.
The heavens glorify you, earth praises you, the sea adores you, all sing of the hidden power which created them. Heaven with its lights, the earth with its flowers, and the sea with its fish, all sing of the hidden power which created them. Jesus, your flock implores you amid their sufferings and tears. In your kindness, deliver them from the evils which oppress them.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. As they drew near Jerusalem, entering Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent off two disciples with the instruction, "Go into the village straight ahead of you, and you will immediately find an ass tethered and her colt with her. Untie them and lead them back to me. If anyone says a word to you, say, 'The master needs them,' then he will let them go at once." This came about to fulfill what was said through the prophet, "Tell the daughter of Zion, your king comes to you without display, astride an ass, astride a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." So the disciples went off and did what Jesus had ordered. They brought the ass and the colt and laid their cloaks on them, and he mounted. The huge crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while some began to cut branches from the trees and lay them along his path. The group preceding him, as well as those following, kept crying out, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" As he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred to its depths, demanding, "Who is this?" And the crowd kept answering, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple precincts and drove out all those engaged there in buying and selling. He overturned the money changers' tables and stalls of the dove sellers, saying to them, "Scripture has it, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are turning it into a den of thieves." The blind and the lame came to him inside the temple area, and he cured them. The chief priests and the scribes became indignant when they observed the wonders he worked, and how the children were shouting out in the temple precincts, "Hosanna to the Son of David." "Do you hear what they are saying?" they asked him. Jesus said to them, "Of course I do. Did you never read this? From the speech of infants and children, you have framed a hymn of praise." With that, he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. At dawn, as Jesus was returning to the city, he felt hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the roadside, he went over to it, but found nothing there except leaves. He said to it, "Never again shall you produce fruit," and it withered up instantly. The disciples were dumbfounded when they saw this. They asked, "Why did the fig tree wither up so quickly?" Jesus said, "Believe me, if you trust and do not falter, not only will you do what I did to the fig tree, but if you say to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' even that will happen. You will receive all that you pray for, provided you have faith."
O Lord of night and Master of all time, hear our supplications and have mercy on us. You reconciled heaven and earth, grant peace to your church and keep her children in the light of the cross. At night, when the light of the sun sets on the horizon, be for us a radiant light, and we shall praise your majesty, Son of God. May your word be a lamp for us and a brilliant sun to guide us. Priests, sing to God during the night, just as Moses presented his evening offering. and commandeth that sacrifices be offered as praise and glory to God every evening and morning. In the evening, instead of sacrifices, offer praise. Instead of burnt offerings, a humble prayer. Whoever has understanding, speech and tongue must thank God on behalf of voiceless creatures. Lord, those you have gifted with reason and spiritual powers, praise you for your glory. May the church and her children, whom you have rescued from error, give glory and thanksgiving to you, your Father, and your Holy Spirit. The Virgin Mary, your mother, and the apostles, prophets, and martyrs intercede for us. O God, through their prayers, strengthen the weak, comfort the sick, grant pardon to the deceased, and forgive the faults of us poor sinners. Exalt, O Lord, the memory of your mother and your saints. Through their prayers, grant pardon to us and our deceased. Through the prayers of your mother, the prophets, apostles, and martyrs, watch over the living, and in your mercy, forgive those who have died.
Let us confess, adore, and praise the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Holy are you, O God. Holy are you, O Strong One. Holy are you, O Immortal One. Have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us and have mercy on us. Lord, hear us and have mercy on us. Lord, accept our worship and our prayers. Lord, come to our assistance and have mercy on us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, the night and the day are yours. You uphold the light and the sun. Through your power you direct the sequence of the seasons. O Lord, you have brought the day to its close and called forth the night. Be for us that great day that never ends. In the evening, let your light shine in our hearts, and in the darkness of the night, enlighten us with the knowledge of your truth. And so, through all the days of our lives, we shall praise you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. To you be glory, and may your mercy rest upon us, now and forever. Amen. Let us thank God for all the graces he has bestowed on us this day, which has passed in calm and peace. Let us recall our failings against the commandments of God and the Church in thought, word, deed, or omission. We ask for God's pardon as we pray. Forgive us, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. Glory be to you, O Lord. God, Father in heaven, by your living and holy name, keep us from evil, and lead us not into temptation. For we call upon you, O Lord, our God, our constant hope. Glory to you forever. O Lord, our Lord, may our humble worship be pleasing to you. May our prayers come before you, and our actions give you honor. Let your mercy, kindness, help, graces, and divine love be poured abundantly upon us poor sinners, both in heaven and on earth, which you have created in your goodness. O Lord our God, to you be glory forever. Amen. Peace be with you, and also with you. O God, through the prayers of your mother and the saints who have believed in you, the prayers of the prophets, apostles, martyrs, and confessors, through the prayers of the just, the priests, the holy fathers, the pastors and doctors of true faith, through the prayers of our Pope, our Patriarch, and our Bishop, forgive your people and have mercy on your flock. May God bless, forgive, sanctify, purify, and keep each of the faithful united with us in this spiritual office. May mercy and compassion be upon us and all the faithful who dwell here. May peaceful rest be granted to those who have died in the faith. May the faithful who live here experience the protection of his victorious cross. May we and all his servants who adore him with bowed head receive the mercy of the Holy and Glorious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to whom be glory now and forever. Amen. May God forgive your sins, pardon your failings, and deliver you from the power of the enemy. May he grant you the remission of your offenses. Go in peace and pray to Christ for me.